So we see here in this passage that David said in the first few verses, I want to build a temple unto the Lord. Nathan says, great idea. But then he hears from God and God says, you know what? I never asked for this. I never told you to do this. But you're not going to build it, but your son's going to build it, Solomon. So David ends up getting all the materials together, getting the plans together. But Solomon actually is the one who ends up building it. Okay. And he said, I love what God says at the end of verse 11. Also, the second half of verse 11. Also, the Lord telleth thee that he will make thee an house. So isn't it funny? David says, I want to build the Lord a house. And God says, no, I'm going to build you a house. Yeah, right? And when he says, I'm going to build you a house, he's not talking about a building. He's saying, I'm going to build you a family. You know, when the Bible says, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. And then it says, children are an heritage of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is his reward. So God builds our house, meaning our family. And when it talks about the house and lineage of David, talking about the descendants of David, and he promises in this passage that David's throne will go on forever. Now, how can God say that David's throne will go on forever? Because he's going to raise up Jesus. And Jesus is the son of David. He's called the son of David. And when he says, David, your kingdom will never end. David, your seed will rule forever. That seed of David is Jesus. Jesus will rule and reign forever. And Jesus will basically rule on this earth from Jerusalem, from the throne of David.